what happens to people is they think that they have to deal with all their own problems, even when they're Christians. They think that it's up to them. They have to self-talk themselves into comfort, which is not true. He gave you the Holy Spirit to be your comforter. You ask him. When your thoughts are running riot and you don't know how to deal with it, you don't try to medicate yourself by saying, I'll just say another scripture. Okay, I'll talk myself out of this. It's not going to work. Okay, what you do is you actually ask Holy Spirit to help you. He's your helper and your comforter. And Jesus sent him in his stead. Okay, so when we start to look at what happened when he was beaten, and then, of course, on the cross, we look at how he was beaten and the depth of the brutality of that, of what he took for us. This is not a guilt trip. This is absolutely, we need to get it through our minds and our hearts that it is finished and that he did enough. We don't have to carry it anymore. If he was so beaten you couldn't recognize his features as he was even a human being, that's pretty brutal. That's how much he took for us. He's already taken it. And then we run around actually not getting that, not understanding that, and living our lives in this half life when he already took all that. And you don't have to carry it. And I don't have to carry it. We just have to need a revelation of that. You know, and who reveals it? Who leads us into all truth? Holy Spirit. So we can say, Holy Spirit, I don't understand what it means, what Jesus took when he was beaten, that by his stripes I was healed. I don't understand that. Teach me. I want to have a revelation and understand what it means so I don't have to take on any disease, any sickness, any depression, any anguish, any torment anymore because you did it. And that's what we need to do. It's not a self-efforting thing where we have to figure out how to make this all work. He's already done it. We have an enemy on the prowl who wants to see who he can devour. So since we know that, we can. It says to be sober and vigilant. So, you know, let's not just fall into the pit just because the enemy's there and dug it for us. But to be sober and vigilant, to be aware of what's going on and not to get carried away with what the enemy's doing. But the one who helps us to do that is the Holy Spirit. We don't do it by ourselves. Otherwise, it becomes psychology. You don't need the Spirit of God for psychology. It's humanism. And we get that revelation of what really happened by his stripes and his beating and what he took on for us. We don't have to take on the torment anymore. And we can renounce it. We renounce even the spirit of rejection. He was rejected. He was shamed. He was humiliated. He took all that. You don't have to feel that. So when that comes from the enemy, and it only comes from the enemy, because how could it be ours anymore? We're in Christ. And we don't carry that, because he took that. So the enemy tries to trick us and say, oh no, you're being rejected. Oh, these people don't like you. Or what if you make a mistake? That's all torment from the enemy, and it's nothing. It means nothing. It's just a game to get you sidetracked from who you really are. So when we renounce, we're renouncing, we're rejecting what the enemy's sending us. And it says, what? Submit to God, which is to submit to who he is, who he made you to be, who you are in him. Submit to him. Resist the devil, so you're renouncing that. No, sorry, I'm not taking that. No. I'm not going to feel rejected. I'm not going to feel worried. I refuse that. And he will flee. But the one who will help you to refuse that is Holy Spirit. It's not just saying it. Okay, if I say this 100 times today, like a mantra, maybe I really will mean it. No, that's not real. You say, Holy Spirit, I want to reject all of this sadness. I want to reject this worry and fear, but I don't know how to do it. So you help me because you're my helper in Jesus' name. That's it. That's simple.
I know.
So grace is absolutely an impossible thing to earn or figure out. It is only the only thing you can do with grace is receive it. That's all you can do with it. You can't earn it. You can't worry about it. You can't be good enough for it. You can't buy it. You can't lose it. You can only receive it. That's all you can do with grace. And Jesus made that way. Okay? For it was through him that we have unity with God. And it's only through grace. It's nothing else. I mean, we really, sometimes I think we really have to get away from ourselves, because there's a lot of independence in human thinking. And human beings, just like in Adam in the garden, will think that they can somehow trump God, figure him out, earn his favor, be better than the next believer. All of that stuff means nothing to God. Means nothing. He just wants your heart. A surrendered heart. That's all he's looking for. Surrendered hearts. He can move mountains with surrendered hearts. He can transform the world with a surrendered heart. That's all he wants. He's not asking you to do everything perfectly or never make a mistake or always say the right thing. He's not asking for any of that. Just your heart. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, you died before you were born. What supernatural power is that? So when we reckon ourselves dead to sin, when we reckon ourselves crucified with him, we no longer live. So all our little flaws and all our little, you know, foibles and our worries about, oh, I don't measure up, that's garbage. That died. It's already dead. We're not supposed to even think about it anymore. We're not supposed to deal with it. And if we are having a problem with it, then we say, Holy Spirit, you're my helper, and I thank you. Help me not to believe this garbage anymore. Because the power of the cross, you have no idea what that does. Where I'm learning, I'm not saying I have fully understood, but it's unfathomable for human wisdom, I will tell you that. But for the Holy Spirit that lives in you, he will share it with you. And you will have revelation. And you will understand that little girl of long ago, who you thought you were, no longer lives. If we try to bring that back to life, who we were, we're really walking around with a corpse. Pretty stinky. You don't want to be living with a corpse.
Bye.